For those who were employed, we have 67% of the population who were employed at the time. And we have about 9.1% of those who were unemployed in terms of proportion. And so putting the two together, you're getting 76.6% of the working age population who were in the labor force.
What is the general population? The population of
15 years and over.
Yes.
Okay. So we're getting, we estimated 13,712,000 of the population who are aged 15 years and older.
And
so
out of this
13.7 million, we recorded 67.6% who were employed.
And this 67%, what does it represent in terms of population for the ordinary person on the street?
So in figures, it's roughly 9.3 million. About 9.3 million
out of the 13
were working or were employed.
Were employed. And
yes.
How many were not employed?
And roughly 1.3 million were unemployed.
Representing
9.1%.
Explaining the findings, Mr. Keja said the unemployment rate of 2012, which stood at 5.8%, cannot be used to compare that of 2015. This is because different indicators were used in both surveys.
Yeah, the unemployment rate, we recorded 11.9%. Mm-hmm. Calculating the unemployment rate, you look at your unemployed population, mm-hmm, and you divide by the labor force, and we multiply by 100. That is how we calculate the unemployment rate.
Okay.
And doing that, we get 11.9% as the unemployment rate for Ghana.
On the regional analysis of the unemployment rate, Upper East and Upper West topped with the highest rate of unemployment cases. Mr. Owusu Keja explains.
Upper East, which has 18.4% unemployment rate.
Do we know why?
No, we as far as the report is concerned, we did not go into the reasons.
Okay.
But we are measuring the issues as it is.
Okay.
The situational analysis.
Okay.
Were you working? Were you available for work? These were the questions we're asking.
Okay.
And so that was it.
Okay. And which region follows next? After the Upper East, which region follows next?
Then we have Upper West.
Okay.
That is also recording 14.8%.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Greater Accra recording 14.4%.
Mm-hmm.
We have Ashanti recording 14.3%. We have Central Region recording 11.2%. Western Region recording 10.8%. Volta Region recording 9.9%.
Eastern is the lowest.
Bruno Ahafo is the lowest, recording 8.4%.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Okay. Then in terms of men and women, looking at the unemployment rate.
So among the male population, we have Upper East recording the highest unemployment rate of 18.0%. And we have Northern Region recording the least proportion of 6.1%. But if we take the male population, then again, Upper East is recording the highest of 18.7%, and Bruno Ahafo is recording the least of 6.8%.
Mr. Owusu Keja is an assistant chief statistician at the Ghana Statistical Service.
That was the report by Gloria Anderson. Assessing the findings of the survey in an interview with Gloria Anderson of Labour Desk, Head of Economics at ESA, University of Ghana, Dr. Charles Aka, raised issues with the timing of the release of the report. He thinks the report should have been released earlier to guide policymakers. Dr. Aka also questioned the figures given as the unemployment rate in Ghana.
No, I think it's a good survey. There's the timeliness of the report. I mean, if they did a survey, they finished the survey in December 2015.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken more than a year to or so.
You think it's still relevant?
Well, still relevant for research purposes, but maybe also maybe for policy making. But I think maybe they understaffed, or maybe I don't know. They said maybe it was deliberate because of the election, mm-hmm, and the tension. They didn't want to add up to the tension.
But is this something policymakers can work with?
At least we have the information. Yeah, they can. I mean, we still have the information to know the unemployment rate. So it tells us that there's a lot of work to do. If you have a huge unemployment of about 25%, so what do we need to do? Is it about the education system? Is it about the jobs being expanded? So at least it's good information. The financial definition of unemployment is looking at whether somebody in the last 7 days before the interview had done any work for at least 1 hour. That's is a definition that doesn't really sit well with a developing country. So it means that, okay, if you came to me today and yesterday somebody gave me a 1 hour job and I did it, you consider me as employed. But after doing that 1 hour, I don't have a job. So I'm unemployed. But because I've worked in the last one hour, 1 hour in the last 7 days. So that's so they need to look at the definition. There are many people who are overqualified for what they are doing, and by proper definition, they are underemployed, but they are not the qualification to do what they are doing. And they are not looking at that. So these are critical issues. We are wasting the labor. These are people that are productive, that are supposed to help us advance the economy, but they can't find jobs that they are qualified for doing, and therefore do any. Those are the kind of things that I'm suggesting that they should expand upon in the next report.
So if you're saying they should expand upon, what specifically should they be looking at?
Well, they should look at capturing this data as well, because this was not captured.
Okay.
And then they should have another definition, if it's possible, beyond the international definition of who is an unemployed person,
mm-hmm.
whether you've worked in the last 7 days mm-hmm. or not. We can actually pick another definition that suits our situation.
So you think that the unemployment rate of 12% is
underestimated?
Yeah.
But by the definition...
Roughly, what do you think it should be?
Well, we don't know, but they are the only people who can tell us. But you can see, if you pass around, you see that people are really unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
But by the international definition, yes, mm-hmm. they did a job in the last 4 days,
mm-hmm.
and they worked for 2 hours, so they're employed.